Well, sir, it's quite late in the evening as our scene opens now. Almost 11 o'clock. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we discover Mrs. Victor Gook all by herself. Callers departed a short while ago, and Sade is busy rearranging chairs and straightening up prior to going to bed. But now a newcomer enters. It's Mr. Rush Gook. He's in his pajamas, and his mother says to him,
"Thought you were in bed and asleep."
"Uh-oh."
"You're not hungry?"
"No."
"What you come down here for, then?"
"I'd like to have a little chat."
"Oh, we got no time for chat now. It's midnight."
"I beg your pardon. It's 10 minutes to 11.
Mm-hmm. 10 minutes to 11 is late for people that have to get up in the morning. Tomorrow's ironing day for me, and you got your school."
"Nevertheless, I'd like to have a little chat."
"Furnace is all banked and the damper turned. In a minute, it'll be cold in here. Have to catch pneumonia sitting around with just pajamas on."
"I see you wish to evade the issue."
"What issue is that?"
"You know good and well what issue."
"Now, listen, son. If it's that business next Saturday that's biting you..."
"It's biting me, all right. No joke about that."
"Rash, it's the middle of the night. I'm not going to expose myself to sickness in a cold house, Julie."
"It won't be cold in here for 2 hours yet. Gov's upstairs in bed asleep, and there's a good opportunity for you and me to thrash things out."
"We got nothing to thrash out."
"I think we have."
"Well, tell me your troubles tomorrow. I'm sleepy, and
this
I want to go..."
"This won't take 6 seconds of your time, Ma."
"Well, what is it you want, for goodness sake?"
"You know what I want."
"I suppose you blame me for that business Ms. Gissing arranged for next Saturday." "Is that it?"
"You know that's it."
"Well, I don't see how you make out it's my fault."
"Don't you really, Ma?"
"No."
"You really and truly don't think you handed me a rotten, dirty deal tonight, huh?"
"Oh, rotten, dirty deal. Person would think I'd had you arrested."
"I just assumed you did have me arrested."
"Kids can make mountains out of molehills. Now, you've been asked to take part in the lovely little doings. I'll bet you have the time of your life." "Yes, sir, I'll bet you have the time of your life. And you won't have to stay more than an hour or so. Now, let's go to bed. Hey, look at the clock. Going on midnight. Here we are still up. I'm feeling cold already. Ooh."
"Mom, I didn't accept that invitation to take part in Ms. Gissing's play business. You accepted for me."
"Well, I had to."
"Had to, huh?"
"Sure."
"May I review the events that took place this evening?"
"No, we got to go to bed."
"Mr. and Ms. Gissing come to pay us a sociable call. Ms. Gissing says, 'Ms. Gook, our club has given a series of dainty tableaus at Miss Johnson's house next Saturday afternoon. I wonder if I could use Rush in one of them.' Without even thinking about it, you said certainly."
"Well, naturally."
"You never even glanced in my direction when you said certainly. You just said certainly. That settled it. Everything's okay. Sure, you can use Rush in your tableaus. You can use Rush for anything you want. He's my kid. He's got to do what I say. Rush, Miss Gissing would like to see you eat your shoes. Hurry up and swallow them down."
"Oh, for goodness sake, of all the charges."
"You don't know Miss Gissing very well. You never see her more than once every 6 months or so. You don't even like her. I've heard you tell Miss Stembottom she talks behind people's backs and stuff. And yet you put her ahead of your own family."
"Rush, I'm not going to sit down
and..." "And I personally can't see any reason for it. You don't like Miss Gissing. You got no call to break your back doing her favors."
"I'll do as I please, Mr. Fella. You're not where you can dictate to your mother yet a while. Looks to me like you're getting too big for your boots."
"That's just the point. I'm a lot bigger than you realize I am."
"Come around with that kind of talk when you're 21 years old. I'm trotting off to bed now. Good night."
"You feel pretty darn guilty about tonight, don't you?"
"No."
"Oh, yes, you do. After Mr. and Ms. Gissing left, you couldn't even look me in the eye."
"Oh, goodness gracious, what a crazy..."
"That's the truth, and you know it."
"Are you coming to bed?"
"And all the time Ms. Gissing was describing this tableau business, you kept taking little guilty peeks at me."
"I say, are you coming to bed?"
"Next Saturday, I'm going to stand up in front of a bunch of people and represent Sweet Flowers April. Me, Sweet Flowers April. Can you imagine that? I'm going to have rosebuds on my head. How'd Ms. Gissing say that? Rush's face will be wreathed in rosebuds and his hair will be sprinkled with stardust from the 10-cent store. What were some of the things she said I had to say? Kiss me, sunny skies, and love me, rainy breeze. For soon we'll have the honeysuckle, orioles, and bees. Can you hear me saying that? With rosebuds on my head and stardust in my hair? What was that other half-wit speech? Something about my baby face is like a flower. My eyes grow bluer every hour. Take a look at my baby face once, Mom.
Rash,
it's got fuzz on it.
Huh?
My baby face has got fuzz on it. In another year, I'll be shaving. Leroy Snow is exactly my age, and for the last 6 months, he's been shaving every third Sunday.
I wondered why Miss Gibson didn't ask little girl.
Well, she didn't. It's no flesh off your foot. I'm the one that takes the rap. I'm the one that's got to make a crazy fool out of myself.
Oh, it's not so terrible as all that, Shirley.
Sweet flowers, April, that's me. Look at my feet once.
What's the matter with them?
Do they look like the kind of feet that a guy'd have that was supposed to represent sweet flowers of April?
Oh, they look like good, substantial feet to me.
Good, substantial feet is right. I wear size 6 shoes, Mom. Lots of men age 50 wear size 6 shoes.
I don't think your shoe size is going to make
any difference. Imagine a great big hulk of a fella like me being sweet flowers of April. Kiss me, sunny skies, and love me, rainy breeze. For soon we'll have the honeysuckle, orioles, and bees.
You talk biggity like a man, but you act like a baby, making such a monstrous
fuss. Another thing, I got an engagement to play football next Saturday afternoon. Told you all about it at the supper table tonight. But that didn't slow you up none. Sure, Miss Gissing. Rush will be glad to take part in your little tableau.
So that's what's eating you, huh? You're mad because you'll miss out on a little football.
The football is a very small part of it, Mom.
You're only going to have to be there an hour or so. Plenty of time left for football.
An hour or so is 2 hours. I have to be at Miss Johnson's at 2:30. She lives on East Washington Street, so I'll have to leave home at 2. It'll be 4:30 before I get loose and 5 o'clock before I could possibly get to Tapman's vacant lot.
Oh, well.
That's just what I'm kicking about. Oh, well. And everything connected with me, it's oh, well. Trouble around here is everybody handles me like I'm 6 years old. They don't realize I'm 14. I don't give a darn about missing out on the football. I can play football anytime. And I don't care about being in this crazy, dumb play of Miss Gissing's either. I do it if she asks me to. I do it for the fun of it. After all, nobody's going to see me with rosebuds on my head and stardust in my hair except a bunch of ladies.
Well, then what on earth is all this commotion about?
You know what it's about.
No, I don't.
Then why did you feel guilty tonight?
Oh, I never felt guilty tonight.
Oh, yes, you did.
Well, tell me why.
We're just beating around the bush, Mom. You understand what I'm talking about.
No.
Miss Gissing is no special friend of yours, but she was a caller in your house. So you treated her very nice and sweet and obliging. That's okay. That's fine. Nobody can yell about that. But when you started granting favors to her that involved other parties, you realized you were going a step too far. Oh, I could tell. You kept looking at me out of the corner of your eye all the time she was telling about how cute I'd look with rosebuds on my head and stardust in my hair.
Come clean now.
Didn't you feel guilty?
I felt.
Why did you avoid me this evening after Mr. and Ms. Gissing had gone home?
I didn't know I did.
You struck up a fast conversation with Gov and wouldn't meet my gaze.
Oh, gracious,
Mom,
Rush.
You want me to put this whole business in a nutshell for you?
Yeah.
The whole thing in a nutshell is the fact that you and Gov don't realize I'm 14 years old. You both insist on acting like I'm a kid. In 7 years, I'll be 21 years old. 7 years ain't very darn long. I'm old enough now to come in for a little consideration. Ought to be consulted about stuff. Catch on to the angle I'm attempting to put across?
I guess so.
Do you think it would be possible for you and Gov to work along them lines in the future?
Yeah. Can I go to bed now?
Has this little chap done any good?
Sure. After this, I'm going to see you're treated like the President of the United States.
I don't ask for that. I only ask for common consideration like you give to any human being 14 years old.
All right. Can I go to bed now?
Yes, perhaps you better. I see by the clock it's getting quite late.
Are you coming along?
Not for a few minutes yet. I have several matters to think over before I retire.
Well, don't forget to turn off the lights.
I'll make certain they are extinguished.
Well, good night.
Good night, Mother.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.